Good morning, and happy that we can be together again.
早晨好，很高兴我们可以再次聚在一起。
Let's begin our time with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this group.
亲爱的主，我们为了我们这一上课的这些同学一起来感谢。
And I ask that as we begin this new study, that you will be with us.
当我们学习这个新的系列的时候，求你和我们同在。
Help that we will not just learn words, but that we will be transformed in your image.
帮助我们不单单是学习到一些知识，而真的是我们的生命能够被改变成你的形象。
As we study your word, help us to be shaped by your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候，也让我们的生命被你的话语来塑造。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We are starting a new series of lessons today.
我们今天就开始一个系列的第一课。
And let me just kind of tell you today what's going to happen, and then I will introduce our topic today.
然后呢，我先讲一下这个课是怎么样的，然后我再来讲这个课的导论。
This is a topic that I have wanted to study for a good while.
然后其实我一直很想就讲这个系列，已经有好长时间了。
It is a topic that I feel is very, very important.
这是我觉得一个很重要的一个主题。
I have postponed it because I really would like to be able to see you and talk with you and answer questions as we study this topic.
我一直把这个系列往后推，因为我很希望是我能看到你们，然后我们可以在一起讨论，可以问问题。
So I delayed thinking perhaps we would be able to meet back at the sanctuary.
所以呢，我就是一直拖延。那我以为我们可能是可以在这个大堂里边相聚，在教会里上课。
But COVID seems to be a very persistent virus.
看起来这个病毒啊，好像是。很顽固，就是一直待在这儿不走了似的。
And so I have decided I cannot wait longer than it can survive.
所以我觉得我没法等这个病毒完全消失以后再开始这个系列。
So because of that, we're going to go ahead and start with this way of doing.
所以呢，我们还是要以这种线上的方式来学习。
The reason I postponed was I really would like to be able to have your questions and discuss the questions that come as I talk about this topic.
我之所以想要就是最拖延，希望能够面对面的，就是我希望能够收到你的问题，然后我们也可以讨论你们的问题。
Because I want to be able to address the areas of application where maybe you will say, how does this apply in my situation?
因为我希望这个能够应用在你的生活中，你可以说，哦，我如何把这个圣经的这个真理应用在我的生活中呢？
So here's what I have decided to do.
所以我就打算这样做。
I'm asking Sister Lay to give you her contact information.
你们不会把我的这，大家可能来上课的都应该有我的这个联系方式。
And each week, either during class or after class, you can send to her any questions that you have.
不管是在课上还是课后呢，你可以把你的问题发给我。
During class, you can send them on chat, and if it is feasible, I can answer then.
如果在课堂上的时候呢，你可以把你的问题写在这个聊天里边。如果有时间可行的话呢，我就会回答这个问题。
Otherwise, each week I will spend time at the beginning of class answering questions that you send to Sister Lay after the class meets.
或者是呢，在每个星期上课开始之前呢，我就会把你上一次你这个课后所发的问题呢，来回答一下，你们发给我。
So as I teach, when you have a question, send that, and we will try to spend some time to look at those each week.
所以呢，你如果有问题的话，你就把这个问题发出来，那我们就尽量的花时间来回答这些问题。
The other thing that I am going to ask you to do is something that I would not like to do if I were a student.
另外一个我请你们要做的一个事情呢，就是如果我是学生的话，我是不想去做的，我也不喜欢去做。
Now, as a teacher, I always tried to avoid giving students assignments that I was not willing to do.
我作为老师呢，我就是会尽量避免我不要给学生我自己也不想去做的这个作业。
So I too have done this assignment.
所以我自己也把这个作业给做了。
But I confess that it is not an assignment I enjoy.
但是我要承认，这个可不是我所很喜欢的这样一个作业。
I am going to ask you to keep a journal while we have this class.
我希望呢，大家上这个课的时候呢，你要有一个笔记本，你最好是有个日记。
And I am a person who does not like to keep a journal.
我自己可是不喜欢写日记。
But during the next week, I want you to think and pray about one area where you would like to see growth in your walk with Christ.
然后呢，在下次上课之前，这个星期呢，我希望大家你去想一下，你在你的生活中，你希望是在哪个方面、哪个领域，你能希望能看到成长、看到改变。
Just one area.
只需要一个方面。
Don't pick 10 things because none of us can work on 10 things at once.
不要说一下子选了十件事情，因为我们没有人可以在同时来做十件事情。
But one thing, very specific.
就是很具体的一件事。
So you might have an area of temptation and you might say,I want to focus on growing in victory over this temptation.
比如说，如果你对某些方面是你的试探，你可以说，我想在胜过试探方面来成长。
Maybe you have struggled to be consistent in having daily time with God, in reading God's word and praying.
或者是呢，你比较挣扎于就是每天花时间读神的话语，默想神的话语。
And you will say, I want to spend daily time in devotions.
你就说我每天想花时间灵修。
Maybe you know there is an area that you are not Christ-like.
或者你知道在你的就是你的性情、你的品质的某一方面呢，你不像基督。
A while back, I realized I tend to say too quick, talk too quick.
那过去有一段时间，我大概有，我就意识到我自己讲话太快，我就是回应的太快。
And I began to say, God, I want to say 20% less words every day.
然后我就跟神说，神啊，我希望我每天少说20%的话。
I want to say fewer negative words and I want to say more positive words.
我想就说少说这个负面的话，多说这个正面的话。
That is a spiritual discipline.
那是一个属灵的操练。
Because Christ was positive in his conversation with people.
因为他在跟人的这个交流当中，他是一个正面积极的。
So, I want you to choose one area where you will seek to grow during this class.
所以呢，我希望大家在我们整个这个课的系列中，你找到一个方面，一个领域你想要成长。
And then I want you to keep a journal.
那我下边就希望大家能够写日记。
You can do however fits your personality.
你反正你喜欢怎么，就是这种方式不限。
Maybe write a prayer each week.
或者是每一个星期呢，写一个祷告。
God, here is where I need to grow. Please show me the steps that I need to take.
神啊，这是我需要成长的方面，求你向我显示我需要采取的步骤。
And then each week, look at how God, what God is teaching you in that specific area.
每个星期你就看在那个具体的那个方面呢，神是怎么来教导你，引导你的。
As we talk in general about spiritual growth, apply it to the area that you are trying to grow.
当我们来讲这个，就是这种泛泛的、这种普遍、一般性的这个属灵成长的时候，那你看怎么应用在你就是特定的方面。
You will not turn this in to me. I will never see it.
你不需要把这个交给我，我也从来不会看到。
It is just for you.
这就是为你自己的。
And I told you, I am not a person who enjoys doing a journal.
我刚才讲过，我是不喜欢写日记的人。
But I think it will give you some accountability and a way to measure where is my progress.
但是这样呢，可以就是有一个责任感，那你知道说我现在走到哪一步了。
So I'm asking each of you to try to do that as part of this class.
所以呢，如果你来上课，那我就希望你每个人呢，你可以这样做。
Now, today I want to introduce the topic.
所以今天呢，我就来做这个课程的一个导论，也是一个简介。
What does it mean when we talk about spiritual formation?
当我们讲到灵命塑造的时候，这是什么意思？
What does it look like to grow in the image of Christ?
就是在基督的形象样式上成长，看起来像什么样子呢？
I have shared with you before three scriptures that to me are very, very important in understanding the Christian life.
然后我以前跟大家分享过三个经文，就是说对我来讲，对于基督徒的这个生命成长是很重要的。
The first one is Romans 8:29.
一个就是罗马书的第八章二十九节。
This is God's purpose from eternity for his people.
就是说神对我们所这个是永恒的旨意就是。
Before you were ever born, God had already determined this purpose for you.
在你出生之前，神已经定下了对你这样的旨意。
Verse 28 tells us that all things are working together for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose.
在28节告诉我们，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱他的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And then verse 29 tells us what that purpose is.
然后二十九节就告诉我们这个旨意是什么。
Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Before you were ever born, God determined that he was shaping you into the image of his son. That's his purpose for you.
就是在你出生之前，神已经决定要把你塑造成他儿子的形象。
First John tells us that God will accomplish that purpose.
约翰一书告诉我们，神会成就这个旨意。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
第三章第二节。
Beloved, we are God's children now.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女。
This is who he's writing to, anyone who is God's child.
他写信的对象就是任何一位神的儿女。
And what we will be has not yet appeared.
将来如何还未显明。
In other words, we are God's child.
换句话说，我们是神的孩子。
But we don't yet look like we're going to look.
但是我们还没有看，现在还没有看起来像我们未来应该像的那个，会看像的那个样子。
But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him.
但我们知道，主若显现，我们必要像他。
Because we shall see him as he is.
因为必得见他的真体。
Paul says in Romans, God's eternal purpose was to make us look like Christ.
保罗在罗马书第八章写到，神永恒的旨意就是让我们像基督。
John says, when we arrive in heaven and we see Christ, we will realize we are like him.
然后约翰说，当我们到了天堂，我们见到了耶稣，我们就说啊，我们就是像他。
Now, some people read those two verses and they say, ah, that's nice.
有些人就读这个经文就说，哦，那挺好的。
God's eternal purpose is to make me like Christ.
神永恒的旨意就是让我像基督。
Someday in the future, when I see Christ, that purpose will be accomplished.
然后就是在未来的某一天，当我见到基督的时候，那个旨意就成就了。
But right now, I can just take a nap.
但是现在呢，我可以睡个小觉。
God will change me when he's ready.
当神准备好了，他就会改变我。
So let me give you the verse that falls in between those two.
让我给你这个经文，就是在这两个经文之间的这一句。
Romans 8, this is God's purpose from eternity.
罗马书第八章二十九节，这是神从永恒造创世之前永恒里对我们的旨意。
First John 3, this is when this will ultimately be accomplished when we see Christ.
约翰一书三章三节就是最终是会被实现的，当我们见到耶稣。
Meanwhile, you and I live in between those two verses.
同时呢，我们是活在这两节经文之间。
We live in 2 Corinthians 3:18.
我们现在呢，是活在哥林多后书三章十八节。
This is today.
这就是今天，现在。
This is where we live.
这就是我们所生活的这个时间。
We all with unveiled face beholding the glory of the Lord.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光
As we see his glory
就是我们看到主的荣光看见主的荣光
We are being transformed into the same image into his image from one degree of glory to another
然后呢好像从镜子里反照就变成主的形状荣上加荣如同从主的灵变成的
That's where we're looking in this class
那就是我们今天所要看的我们要看这个时期
What God is doing today to transform us into his image from one degree to another
就是神今天在我们身上所做的把我们改变成主的样式主的形状从荣上从一个程度再到另外一个程度荣上加
The reason Paul can say in Romans 8:28 that all things are working together for good is because all those things are helping to accomplish this purpose.
因为呢保罗之所以可以在罗马书八章二十八节说神使万事互相效力就是所有的这一切都是要完成这个经历所描述的。
I was thinking about this yesterday.
我昨天在想这些。
I have been at more funerals in the last year and a half than all my life combined.
去年一年半我所参加的葬礼比我之前的整个一生参加的葬礼的都多。
And I was thinking about what I have heard and read about those people who passed away.
那我就在想 在那个葬礼上我所听到的我所看到的就是关于这些已经过世的人的、这些故事这些信息。
Some of them were very educated.
有些呢是受了很多的教育很高的教育程度。
But at their funeral, usually not much attention was given to reading all of their education.
但是在这个追思礼拜上呢基本上不会去就是读他们都有什么成就都上了什么学有什么学位。
Some of them were not educated at all.
有些人根本没有什么教育。
But at their funeral, no one said, ah, this person had no education.
但是在葬礼上没有人会说哦这个人没受过教育。
The thing that people pointed to.
但是人们常常指出来的就是
was how that person looked like Christ.
大家指出来都是这个人他是如何看的是像基督的。
Now they didn't say it that way sometimes.
他们没有这样说。
The last funeral I went to,
这个最近我参加的这个葬礼
was for a friend of mine who is a Spanish man.
是我的一位朋友他是那个从讲西班牙语的他是一个中南美洲过来的。
He was an air conditioning repairman.
他是修空调的。
He worked as the maintenance man in a local school.
他是在一个这个本地的一个学校里边的一个维修人员。
He was one of the most Christ-like men I have known.
他是我所见过的最像基督的人之一。
His boss came to speak at his funeral.
然后他的上司也参加他的追思礼拜也在上面讲话。
I don't know if she is even a believer.
我不知道他的这位上司这位女士甚至是不是基督徒。
The school that he was working at is not a Christian school.
他所工作的那个学校不是基督教学校。
And so she did not get up and say, Juan looked like 2 Corinthians 3:18.
所以他的上司没有站起来说 Juan 这位先生看着是像哥林多后书三章十八节的人。
But this is what she did say.
但是他是这样说的。
If any teacher or staff member in our school had a problem,
不管是我们学校任何老师或者任何教职员工有问题的话,
I would always see them go to Juan to talk about their trouble.
然后我总是看到这些人会去找 Juan, 然后呢就跟他讲他们的问题。
If a child was crying,
如果一个学生在哭,
Juan would stop his work and go over to hug the child and give them comfort.
他就会停下来自己手中所做的工，跟那个孩子抱一抱，然后安慰那个孩子。
Someone else said if a poor person in the community needed their air conditioning fixed, Juan would do it for free.
然后另外一个人说，如果在社区里面有一个人没钱，但他的空调坏了，那个忘了就会免费的给他修空调。
Some of the people who said that probably were not Christians.
说这些话的人有些可能就不是基督徒。
But what they saw was a person who was being transformed into the image of Christ.
但是他们所看到的就是这样一位，就是他被更新转变成基督的形象。
And it showed up in his daily life.
然后就在他每日的生活中展现出来。
If we were meeting as a group, I would ask you this question.
如果我们大家呢是一个在课堂上，我就会问大家这个问题。
What is God's purpose in saving us?
那神拯救我们的这个目的是什么呢？
Probably someone would say, so we can go to heaven.
有人可能会说就是让我们上天堂。
And that's a good answer.
那个是个很好的答案。
But I think God's purpose in saving us is even greater.
我觉得神拯救我们的目的比这个更大。
God's purpose in saving us, I believe.
我觉得神拯救我们的目的是
is to shape us in his image.
就是把我们塑造成他的形象，他的样式。
The reason I say that is even greater purpose than going to heaven.
我之所以说这是一个比上天堂一个更大的一个目的，更宏伟的一个目标，就是
Malcolm Muggeridge said that if we went to heaven as sinful people, we would be miserable there.
就是有一位就是一位修女，她就说。如果我们到了天堂上，我们如果说不像基督，我们在天堂上是会很难受的。
Only people who have been shaped in Christ's image will be happy spending eternity in God's presence.
只有被塑造成基督形象的人，他们才会在天堂上这样永远的，就是很高兴，很开心。
And so that's God's purpose for us.
那是神对我们的心意，神对我们的旨意。
To make us in his image.
把我们塑造成他的形象。
I'm convinced that every true Christian wants that purpose.
我确信每一个真正重生得救的基督徒都想要这样的目，都想要这样的目标实现在他们身上。
David prayed this in Psalms.
大卫王在诗篇里这样祷告。
As a deer pants for the water, so pants my soul for you, O God.
他说神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
I am thirsty for God, he says.
他说我在心里我渴想神。
Just like a running deer is thirsty for water.
就像一个奔跑的一个鹿啊，他很想要喝水，我就是那样子来渴慕神。
And I believe that the great mark of a Christian is a desire to grow more like Christ.
我觉得一个基督徒的一个记号就是他们心里真的是愿意渴想来像基督。
If someone asked me, how do I know that I really am a Christian?
如果有人问我说，我怎么确信我是基督徒呢？
This is usually my answer.
通常我会这样回答。
I do not ask them if they are a member of a church.
我不会问他们是不是一个教会的成员。
Because I find that means almost nothing.
我后来发现这个什么都不代表。
I don't ask them if they've been baptized.
我也不会问他们是不是受洗了。
Because sometimes that does not mean much.
因为有的时候呢，这个洗礼，受洗呢，洗礼也不意味着什么。
I do not ask them if they have ever been to a gospel service when things were very emotional and they raised their hands, please pray for me.
然后我也不会问他们说他们是不是参加过一种像那种福音会啊。或者特会在那个里边他们情绪很被搅动，然后他们会举手说啊，请你为我祷告。
Because I can feel great emotion without anything changing in my heart.
我可能是会觉得说哎呀，情绪非常的受感动，但是我的心里却没有任何的改变。
I don't ask them, do you pray and have devotions every day?
我也不会问他们你是不是每天祷告，每天有灵修呢？
Because it's possible to pray very, very faithfully and read the Bible very faithfully and go to church and not have a walk with God.
很有可能就是说你每天很忠心的读经祷告去教会，但是却没有和神同行。
I don't even ask them Do you have victory over temptation?
我甚至也不会问他们你是不是能够胜过试探。
Because I don't think that's the big test of our walk with God.
因为我觉得那个也是不是跟神同行的一个测验，一个很大的测验。
And I don't ask them, are you a pastor or a church official?
我也不会问你是不是牧师，是不是教会的长职。
Because that proves nothing.
因为那个也不证明什么。
This is the question I usually will ask them.
这是我通常会问的问题。
Do you find inside you a great desire to be more like Christ?
在你里边有没有一个很大的一个，就是一个渴慕或者一个愿望，你想要像基督？
Because I think every true Christian, the answer is yes.
因为我觉得对每一个真正的基督徒来讲，这个答案都是是的。
They may not say it that way.
他们也许不会这样讲。
Maybe they will say it this way.
他们也许会这么说。
I want to grow in my faith.
我想要在信心上成长。
I want to have more trust for God.
我想要更信靠神。
I want to be more at peace with God.
我想跟神之间更有平安。
I want to trust God more and be more joyful.
我希望我想要更有喜乐，更信靠神。
I want to have more victory over sin.
我想要更多的胜过罪。
All of those, I think, are ways of saying, I want to be more like Christ.
所有这一切我觉得都是就是说他们我想要更像基督的一种表达方式。
And that's why I say I believe every true Christian wants to be more like Christ.
所以我这就是我说为什么我说所有真正的基督徒都是想更像基督。
The assignment I have given you is to find this week one area where you want to grow more like Christ.
我给大家刚才布置的作业就在这个星期你找发现一项一个方面你更想像基督
and begin to track that area
然后就开始留意那个方面
because for many of us there's a problem
因为对我们很多人来讲有一个问题就是
we want to grow in those areas
我们想要在那些方面成长
We go to a gospel meeting like this weekend.
我们就会去参加像那个奋兴会啊或者特会啊就像我们这个周末所做的。
And we hear the message and we say, yes, I want that.
我们听到这个信息我们就说是啊我就是想要这些呀。
But then on Monday we go back to work.
然后呢周一我们回去上班。
And our coworkers are not Christians.
但是我们的同事不是基督徒。
Or sometimes our coworkers are Christians, but they don't act like Christians.
或是我们的同事是基督徒，但是他们看起来却不像基督徒。
And suddenly we find ourselves right back where we were.
然后我们就发现我们好像又回到过去了，又回到从前。
And so, I've put here a quote from a man who describes what many Christians experience.
然后我在这里就引用了有一个人，他就是描述了很多基督徒他们所经历的。
Many Christians want to change.
很多基督徒想要改变。
But they do not believe it is possible.
但却不相信这是可能的。
They have tried and tried over and over.
他们一遍一遍的努力，一遍一遍的尝试。
And they have failed.
但是他们失败了。
And so he said, they lead a life of quiet desperation.
所以呢，他们就过了寂静的绝望生活。
In other words,I can't change.
换句话说，他们就说我没法改变。
I will always be like this.
我就永远是这样了。
I have talked to people who were 60 years old.
我想到有的人已经60岁了，60多岁。
And they have said, I had this problem when I was a teenager.
他说，我这个问题从我青少年时期就有。
I went to church, I was baptized.
我去教会，然后我受洗了。
But the problem came back.
但是呢，问题又回来了。
Every year, I go to my church's gospel meeting.
我每年都参加教会的特会。
Every year, I cry and raise my hand.
每一年我都举手，都痛哭。
But nothing changes.
但是却没有任何改变。
I cannot change.
我没法改变。
That is quiet desperation.
那个就是一种寂静的绝望。
I'll just accept this is the way I am.
他就是说，那我就只能接受自己这个样子了。
What I want to do over the next several weeks is to show you a pathway that changes that.
然后呢，在未来的这段时间里，我就想向大家显示一个改变这一切的一种方一一个道路。
Because many Christians want to change, but they don't know how to change.
因为很多基督徒想要改变，却不知道如何改变。
They are stuck.
他们就好像被陷在那儿了。
And so I want to look at the path of change.
所以呢，我就想看这个改变之道。
Now, I should probably, before we look at it, give you a little bit of bad news.
然后在这个开始之前，可能我应该先给大家一些坏消息。
Because maybe you are thinking, oh good.
也许你想啊，太好了。
He's going to tell us one step that will change everything.
然后他就告诉我们一个步骤，然后就所有的事情都改变了。
I'm not going to do that.
我不会这样去做。
Or maybe you are thinking, oh great, one more person who says, let's have an emotional time and everything will be fine.
然后呢，你就说，好吧，这又有一个人在这说，我们再有一个感，情感上感觉很激动，很感动，然后每样事情都会不同了。
I'm not going to do that.
我也不会那样去做。
Back to 2 Corinthians 3:18.
再回到刚才的哥林多后书三章十八节。
We are being transformed from one degree to another.
就是我们正在被改变成主的形象，变成主的，然后呢
？In other words, little by little.
另外一句话就是说，一点一滴的，一点一点的
，step by step.
一步一步的。
The reason I encourage you to keep a journal in the area that you want to grow.
就是我之所以请大家在你想要成长的那些方面呢，记日记。
Is this.
原因就在于。
You will not be able to see from Monday to Monday a change.
你从这个星期一到下个星期一，你可能看不到这个改变。
When a person needs to lose weight,
当一个人需要减体重的时候
there are diets that will tell you you can lose 10 pounds in a week.
然后呢，就有一些那个广告啊，就是那个说，哎呀，你用这种饮食方式，一个星期你可以瘦十磅。
But I have watched the people that follow that. Yes, they drop 10 pounds.
我有人看就采取这种方式，的确他们瘦了十磅。
And then they gain 12.
然后他们又长了12磅。
And then they lose 10.
然后他们又减10磅。
And they gain 11.
然后他们又长了11磅。
Any diet that actually lasts for 20 years.
如果真的这个饮食要能够持续有20，能够让你保持你的体重20年之久。
changes how you eat little by little.
它是改变你这个吃饭的这种饮食的习惯，就是一点一滴的改变，慢慢的改变。
You don't suddenly lose a bunch of weight.
你不会就突然之间就是突然之间掉轻了很多。
You lose 1 pound.
你每次呢就是开始就是减一磅。
And then a week later you lose another pound.
然后再过一个星期慢慢你又减一磅。
Very little.
然后就很少的很小的。
And your friend on the magic diet says, look how much I lost.
然后呢你就不会说总看着别人说那种好像很神奇的这种饮食习惯说你看我一下子掉了多少磅。
You made a little bit of progress. I made a lot of progress.
你会说哎呀你看我一下子减了这么重你每次就减了一点点。
Yes, but next week you make a little more.
但是你虽然这个星期你只减了一磅，下星期你又减了一磅。
And they pass you going the other direction.
但是他们过了一星期之后呢，他本来减了10磅，又到12磅，已经又高起。
Spiritual growth.
这个属灵的成长。
Is not sudden magical changes.
它不是一个忽然之间、转眼之间的一个神奇的转变。
As much as it is steady, daily perseverance.
它是要持续不断的每天的这样子一个坚持。
Now, I should say, I do believe in those moments of dramatic change. I believe in those.
但是我也要说，我的确相信是有一些特别的时候，特别的时刻，人有一个好像一个很戏剧性的一个巨大的改变。
Because those are the times when we make the commitment that says, yes, I will do this.
因为那个时刻就是我们就是做出来这种委身，做出这种决定，说我要这样去做。
Those moments are very, very important in our life.
在我们的生命中，那些时刻是很重要的。
And one of the things I want to ask you today to commit.
然后我今天所要求希望大家能够所委身的所能够下定决心的就是
is that yes, I am going to be persistent in growing in the image of Christ.
就是说是的我要在我基督上的成长上我要坚持不断我要坚持不懈。
That's a moment of commitment.
那个时刻就是你委身的时刻，你决下决心的时刻。
I was very happy when I realized I had not planned it this way, but that this class would start immediately after our gospel meeting this weekend.
我本来是没有这样计划，但是我很高兴，正好是我们教会的这个就是这个复兴会之奋兴会之后呢，我们就开始来上这个课。
And I was happy to see that. That's very good timing.
那是一个很好的一个时机。
Because in the meeting, some of you made a commitment. I want to grow more like Christ.
因为在这个特会上呢，我们就有人就是做了这个委身，做了个决定，就是说我要像基督。
That is good if you follow it with practical daily steps.
那个是很好的，如果你可以在这个之后呢，你有这个每天的这样子一个行动。
And so those steps are what we're going to be looking at.
所以呢，这个就是这个步骤呢，这个每怎么做，就是我们下边所要看的。
I want to finish up today with some scriptures that show us what this looks like.
然后在这个我最后的这些时间呢，我就来看这些经文，看这个是看起来在我们的生活中是怎么样的。
And then next week I'm going to begin looking at the process of spiritual formation, what this looks like in us.
然后下个星期我们看灵命塑造的过程，就是在我们的生活中，在我们的生命中，这个看起来是像什么样的。
We've already looked at 2 Corinthians 3:18.
我们刚刚看了哥林多后书三章十八节。
Let me look briefly with you at Galatians 4:19.
我们很快的来看加拉太书四章十九节。
And I want you to see, Paul says, my little children.
保罗说我的孩子们呢。
For whom I am in the anguish of childbirth.
我为你们在受生产之苦。
Paul says, I feel like I'm in labor.
保罗说我好像像母亲那个生产似的。
I'm trying to give birth.
我就好像要生孩子一样。
And what is it he is in this labor for?
然后他在这里生产是叫生产什么呢？
Until Christ is formed in you.
直等到基督成形在你们里面。
He says, this is what I want more than anything.
他说这是我对你们想要的最想要的东西，胜过任何东西。
That Christ will be formed in you. You will look like him.
就是基督成形在你们里面，你们看着像基督。
Colossians 1, verse 28.
在哥罗西书一章二十八节。
He said, we proclaim Christ.
他说我们传扬基督。
We warn everyone and teach everyone with all wisdom.
是用一切的智慧劝诫所有人，教导所有人。
Why is he doing this?
他为什么要这样做呢？
That we may present everyone mature in Christ.
就是好让我们使所有的人在基督里成熟，能够献给神。
Paul says, this is why I preach.
保罗，这是我传道的目的。
This is why I teach. This is the whole motivation for my ministry.
这就是我为什么教导，这是我一切事工，我服事的后边的动机。
That I can present you, my followers, mature in Christ.
就是我可以把你们就是跟随我的能够献给神，让你们就是你们一个成熟的在基督里成熟能够献给神。
I have not asked this question to Pastor Joe.
我还没有问周牧师这个问题。
I have not asked Pastor Leo who spoke this weekend.
我还没有问刘牧师这个问题。
But I think they would not say, the reason I am a pastor is because of the great salary.
我想你要问他们为什么做牧师，他们肯定不会说我做牧师就是因为这个高薪。
I am sure the church gave a good offering to Pastor Leo.
我相信他们的教会给了那个刘牧师很好的薪水。
But I think he did not get rich from this weekend.
但我想就是这个周末的我们教会给了讲员一个很好的讲员费，但是他不会说因为我们讲员费就变得很富有。
They would say, I think, what Paul says.
我想他们会说保罗所说的。
I am not doing this to become rich.
我这样做不是为了变得富有。
I am not doing this to become famous.
我这样做也不是为了出名。
They would say, I am preaching, I am teaching to present you as mature believers to God.
他们会说我之所以讲道，我之所以教导，就是能够让你们就是让你们能够把个人献上，在基督里长大成熟的人。
That's Paul's great motivation.
那是保罗他的最伟大的一个动机，就是他激励他的一个最激励他的。
That is a pastor's great motivation.
那也是牧者的 他们一个最激励他们的一个动机。
To see believers become mature in the image of Christ.
就看到这个信主的人呢，在主里边成长、成熟，更像基督。
And it is Christ's great motivation.
这也是耶稣基督他的动机。
Ephesians 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Tells us that Christ ascended.
告诉我们主耶稣升到天上。
And when he ascended, he gave gifts to the church.
当他升到天上之后 is that 4:13-14?
I'm coming to that. I'm not there yet. Yes.
然后他升到天上他给了教会各种的礼物。
The gift.That he gave to the church.
他给了教会各种的恩赐，这恩赐他所给予教会的是
were apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers.
有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
He gave the church those spiritual leaders.
他给教会这些属灵的领袖。
Why?
原因为什么呢？
So that they can equip the saints for the work of ministry.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
That they can build up the body of Christ.
这样的信徒就可以建立基督的身体。
How far?
那这样子到什么程度呢？
What's the goal?
那个目标是什么呢？
Till we all attain to the unity of the faith.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
To the knowledge of the Son of God.
就是对神的儿子有真正的认识。
To mature manhood.
就是达到成熟人的地步。
And look at this. To the measure.Of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
满有基督长成的身量。
In other words, he says, here is the goal of every one of the leaders that Christ has given us.
然后他说，这就是基督说给我们这些所有属灵领袖他们的目标。
And this is Jesus's purpose and goal in giving them to us.
这也是基督耶稣给我们这些带领人，这些属灵领袖的目的。
That they would lead believers to measure up to the image of Christ.
他们带领这个信主的人，让他们能够长成基督完美的身量。
That's Jesus's goal for us.
那就是耶稣基督对我们的心意，对我们的旨意，也对我们的目标。
It's the goal of the leaders of Palm Beach Chinese Chapel.
这也是我们教会的这些属灵领袖的带领人的他们的目标。
And I believe it is the goal of every one of us that's a true believer.
这也是我们每一个真正信主人的信主之人的我们的目标。
We want to be like Christ.
我们想要像基督。
So starting next week, we're going to look at the process, how that happens.
所以从下个星期开始，我们来看这个过程，这个是一切是怎么发生的。
I very deliberately have avoided giving a very definite calendar for this class.
我就是有意的给这个系列呢没有说我们什么时候结束，给一个很清楚的一个日程。
I usually say to Elder Yang and Sister Lei, we're going to spend 8 weeks or 12 weeks on this topic.
通常我都会告诉杨长老，或者他之前也会通知我，就是说我们讲这个题目呢，我们会讲8个星期、12个星期。
I have not given any definite answer on this topic.
但是这次我没有给一个就是说我会讲多久的一个日程。
And the reason is I don't know.
原因就是我不知道要讲多久。
I feel maybe of all the topics I have taught in this class, this one is the most important.
我觉得所有我过去讲这个系列，这个是最重要的。
Yeah, over the years of the Sunday school class, I feel this is the most important topic.
就是说，自从我开始到教会讲这个主日学以来，我觉得这是我讲的最重要的一个题目。
And so I want to spend enough time to really make sure to express it well.
所以呢，我就是想花时间，真的是想说表讲得很清楚。
For this week,Choose an area that you want God to help you to grow.
所以呢，这个星期呢，你找一个方面，你希望神帮助你成长。
Next week we will begin looking at the process of how God accomplishes growth in us.
然后呢，下个星期我们来看神如何在我们身上成就他的旨意。
Don't just pick a topic at random.
不是就是这么随便的。想一想，找出来一个题目。
But spend some time this week and pray, God, what do you want to change in me?
而是这个星期来祷告说，神啊，你想在我生命中改变哪些？
Ask him to show you the area that he wants to make a difference in your life.
就是求问神，问他说他想在你的生命中的哪些领域、哪些方面想要改变你？想你现在要改变。
And then begin to let him do that in you.
然后就让他在你的生命中来成就这个。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, I thank you for these people who have gathered together and who want to grow more and more like you.
亲爱的主，我们真的是为这些来上课的这些弟兄姐妹来感谢，因为他们想要改变，想要越来越像你。
I ask that you will help each of us in these next several weeks to become more like you.
求你帮助我们在未来的这些日子里，帮助我们能够越来越像你。
Help us to pursue you with everything we have.
求你让我们的全心用我们的所有真的是来追求你。
Guide us in the process of being more like you.
在我们能够更像你的这个过程中，你真的来引导我们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you, and I will see you next week.